Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Last word, narcissist.
You put Peter.
I just thought that it was really inappropriate of you. Call me a narcissist.
To be fair, though, narcissist, not an easy word to spell.
I'm so glad I wasn't on the show being tested.
Yeah. I'm looking for just some casual, safe sex, not necessarily a commitment right now.
If you're honest, it's none of your problem.
Yeah.
No one wants to commit. All they want is the D or the V. This movie is a cult classic at this point.
Thank you.
With the 9% on Rotten Tomatoes, it is going down in history.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Who the f*** knows where Morgan and Nina are? But luckily, Aaron and Monique are here. All right, well, let's get started because a new villain has emerged on The Bachelorette. That's right, move over, Chris Harrison. Last night, Pizza Beater. Woo. Last night, Pizza Peter was in his feelings on the group date, and he definitely missed the assignment.
Remember, follow the recipe.
Psst, Michelle.
Never
laugh. Abracadabra. Was there a certain way you put it in?
That was the whole challenge. You had to follow directions.
Oh!
Oh!
Dang! Last word, narcissist.
You put Peter.
I just thought that it was really inappropriate of you call me a narcissist when I was completely defenseless.
Bro,
no, listen to what I gotta say, bro. But we were having fun. That's the whole thing. I don't know if you were snot or something. If you don't understand, maybe you don't understand how to spell narcissist.
Wow.
I don't like this Peter guy. I think it's really funny, though, that he was like, hey, listen to me when I'm talking. I'm not a narcissist. Hey, everything I say goes.
And you know when a child checks you, you have some serious issues.
That had to be worse. Yeah, that had to be worse when a child is having to call you out on your lame behavior.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it very far. But who roasted Peter better? Was it his fellow bachelor, the kids, or his barber?
God.
A narcissist, when they get called out, you know what they do? They show their ass more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
To be fair, though.
Okay.
Narcissist, not an easy word to spell.
Or say.
I'm so glad I wasn't on the show being tested.
Yeah. It's very embarrassing to be on The Bachelorette. Anyway, let's get excited. The Tiger King is back. Well, he's still behind bars. But who needs talent appearances when you have collect calls?
Yeah. Netflix
just dropped season 2 trailer, and it somehow doesn't make Florida sound any worse.
You have a prepaid call from
Jill Exotic. There's an innocent man in prison.
Everybody's from the zoo is up there making money. I'm paying the price for every one of them people.
If you don't give a damn, it's time to speak it.
Tiger King.
Nothing changed our lives overnight. Love's a
winner. We have more money than God right now. So nobody
loves me. Jeff and Lauren are like two rabid dogs in a goldfish bowl.
Joe didn't hurt anybody.
That's my opinion. I'm Eastern European bitch, so I cannot be wrong.
If I have to make a deal with the devil, I will make a deal with the devil.
I'm so glad they got all they ever wanted, all that cash from this Netflix show, these horrible people.
Yeah. Also, I don't think he needs to make a deal with the devil. Sounds like it should have been with a prosecutor a while ago. other inmates are like, you know, all your friends are doing really well. It's f***ed up.
It's so interesting watching the nouveau riche, when they get a little bit of money, mm-hmm. how they act up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's next level.
Yeah, especially Florida. Florida rich is different.
Oh, that's majorly rich.
Oh, because a lot of people come to Florida when they get money, right? They buy like the house on the water and they've got their boat. But when a Florida person in Florida gets rich,
freaking Joe Exotic here is maintaining that mullet. He doesn't have the highlights in jail, but he's got the mullet and the stash, and that's impressive.
That's my worst nightmare. I don't want to go to jail just so I need to maintain my highlights just for that.
Yeah, it's pretty tough in jail. Yeah. A lot of Dorito dust being used to maintain highlights. But and as we all know, when it comes to sex, the world turns to Gwyneth Paltrow to answer the tough questions, like this hard-hitting one on Red Table Talk.
Hello, ladies. I'm looking for just some casual, safe sex, not necessarily a commitment right now. How can I politely approach a guy and ask for like a casual hookup situation versus like a serious relationship?
It is so awesome to have you on here, like saying what you want and what you need and being unapologetic. I wish I had that when I was your age.
Hey, thanks Gwyneth Paltrow for not answering the question at all. That's great. No answer given whatsoever.
But like, isn't there a tab on Hinge or Grindr, Tinder, whatever these apps that you're on, Hunter, where you can put looking for casual hookup, nothing serious. Isn't that what you guys do?
I was never on the apps when that was an option, but if it is now, like, oh, I am back on it. I personally think it's pretty easy as a woman to go up to a guy and say, I want something casual, because so do we.
Now, look, Hunter, you got to be careful, because the women that do that, they are doing a psychological mind because a lot of times they say they don't want anything casual. You get punked into that, and before you know it, you're in a committed relationship, and you're like, what the hell was I thinking? I thought she just wanted something casual. You got.
So wait, do you think that she's not wanting something casual?
No, I think she's a freak. She definitely wants to get it in. Okay.
Do you think it's that hard to find something casual these days, though?
I thought that's just what everyone was doing. Like, it's casual and no commitments. Because everyone I talk to who's single is like, yo, it's hard in these streets. No one wants to commit. All they want is the D or the V.
Well, DV, how you doing?
It sounds pretty good. Okay, well, we can all agree. TikTok is our most trusted news source. Yeah, it's like that in one news network. Good luck. All right, unless you're Viola Davis. She's got words for fans who are making fun of her How to Get Away with Murder character's iconic walk.
As I said, I want to be a real woman. Yeah. If I could be a real woman, if I don't have to walk around in heels, because I know y'all talk about me walking in my heels. And that's a little up of y'all, but I can't.
No, I don't think you understand. I'm obsessed.
Sometimes, don't you just feel like walking like Annalise Keating?
I'm obsessed.
All right, do we love Viola's fans calling her out? Is it too much?
I love it.
That is a violation. You don't talk about the queen like that. Try walking in heels. Do you know how hard that is?
It is hard to do after a little while, but I think even I'd be a little bit more elegant than that
in the
first few steps, you know?
You would.
I'd look good.
You would rock it, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Every assistant principal, that was the walk.
But I do love that she acknowledged that they're all, you know, making fun of her.
Yeah, I feel like the one person you shouldn't make fun of, though, is the one who stars in a show called How to Get Away with Murder.
That part.
That seems... like, that's all a character choice. She's such a good actress. So I like that. I like that she's having fun with it.
That's going to be my character
choice. You know, you
choice.
Have a good point. That is definitely a character choice because I've seen her on the red carpet and she glides like
she's
a
She's elegant.
Yes. Yeah.
Viola Davis is so elegant. Yep. So everyone making fun of her is just saying, hey, you're one of the best actresses we've ever seen. We believe it.
Yes.
That's how I'm going to walk to my dressing room after this damn show because you've had me on all these days in a row.
All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, a movie star gets the credit she deserves 17 years too late. Plus, we have our own PCA nominations. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. The People's Choice Award nominations came out today, as you all know. And the best reality show category is stacked. It's too close to call. So just for fun, we created a subcategory. Which date night was the cringiest? Was it Jovi and Yara from 90 Day Fiancé? Or Kenny and Mari from Bachelor in Paradise?
So they want to leave because had enough.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, this is the hottest plate I've ever seen. She's a freak.
Every time I see it, I get a little bit more sick. Like, that taco scene makes me feel gross to my tummy.
I have chills all over my body.
Yeah.
And then the aftermath of washing it off, walking to the bathroom, everything dripping, it's just a lot going on.
Yeah. Both dates are not ideal, but if I were to go on a bad date, I'd rather it end with me alone at a strip club than me with food poisoning from eating, you know, bacteria off of someone's chest.
But let me tell you something. First of all, I'm not going to the strip club with you. Don't ask me. I know it's a thing. It ain't my thing. But if I was dumb enough to go to the strip club with you and you blew a kiss, yeah, I'm pointing at you, you blew a kiss at another woman, oh, he got it easy.
By the way, if I did blow a kiss at another woman, I would want you to know that it was a boomerang kiss and went right around that other woman and back to you.
Right. Yeah.
That is very creative. Is that a real thing and a real term, that a boomerang kiss?
Yes. It is.
It hit five other women in a kiss.
Yay! And then I'd have a boomerang slap in the face.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, all right. I'll avoid the boomerang kiss then. Well, you guys can now vote by going to votepca.com, and you can see who wins when the People's Choice Award airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. on NBC and E. That's right. Anyway, let's move on because Halle Berry is finally getting love for Catwoman, which absolutely bombed in 2004. One fan recently tweeted that Halle ate her Catwoman role up, but the actress retweeted it and said, "Where were you guys 17 years ago?" So let's settle this once and for all. Was it really that bad with incredible scenes like this?
It's like a J-Lo music video. Wait, was this like not a J-Lo music video that we were just watching?
I don't know. I've never seen this movie because obviously. That, like, the jump off the wall is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's not that impressive for Catwoman at all. Like, a backflip would have been interesting or something. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I feel like the Academy Awards got it wrong. She should have gotten nominated just for the pure theatrics of this. This is excellent acting. And look, let's give her some credit. Look at that body. Come on. Like, she should have got a little bit more for this.
Yeah. It ignited so many costumes and weird fantasies. I think that this movie is a cult classic at this point.
Thank you.
With a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes, it is going down in history.
It ignited so many fantasies.
Yeah.
What's the fantasy to dry hump someone on a New York basketball court in front of a bunch of kids?
Now, wait a minute. Dry humping is underrated. There is nothing like a good old school dry hump when you first start dating someone.
Oh, yeah.
I hear.
Yeah. There is something really hot about a dry hump.
Yes.
I just felt like I was listening to myself. That's what it felt like. I was like, holy there's another movie.
Yes, I'm saying.
Breaking news. According to science, James Bond is a filthy whore. It's all part of a new study. Researchers found that 007's biggest threat is infection because of all of his unprotected sex. They also say that he's at risk for acute diarrhea because he rarely washes his hands. And I just want to say, of all the diarrheas, acute one's not bad.
Wow, he spent all morning in his dressing room like, I got
cute.
The joke. I got the one.
Obtuse? No.
That landed. Do you know how many women have slept with men that have slept with thousands of women and now all of a sudden they're worried about what James Bond is doing? Let's think about what the guys that are in your backyard are doing before you worry about James Bond.
Ooh.
I'm sure they're doing a lot worse.
Ooh.
The guys in my backyard are doing mostly landscaping. I don't know what your backyard looks like.
Yes. If you watch James Bond and you're worried about that, you are not getting no parts of the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good way to say it. Won't get censored that way like that. I think we're all on the same page about this.
Okay.
Aaron is.
I think so.
We're all on the same page about this.
I never miss.
All right, well, we have to take another break, but coming up, a model's strict rules for her dates. That's next. Well, welcome back. You know we love other people's problems, especially when we can judge them and get paid for it. So who's ready for Hate of the Dater?
Yes!
All right, blind dates can be awkward, especially when your date doesn't show up alone. A woman in China brought 23 of her relatives to a first date and expected the guy to foot the bill. Oh. He declined, so she was left with a $3,100 check. Who is in the wrong here?
That was an ass move on her part.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Who does that? Well, I'm glad that she got the bill.
Yeah. Well, she's apparently rumor is she's still doing dishes with her family back there.
But like, what did you expect? Like, you don't know this person. You don't know if they're gonna even be down for you like that.
Right.
By the way, if someone did this to me, and I hope this is what this guy did, like if I was on a blind date and she shows up with her 23 family members, I would encourage everyone to really splurge. I would just go buy, hey, whatever you guys want. Go ahead. I wouldn't say it's on me. I'd say get whatever you want. Have fun. Make the bill as high as possible. And then I'd walk out at the very end. Because I would feel like that. And I would leave enough money for my own. That's what I would do.
Oh, you're such a gentleman. At least you would leave enough for your own.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
But I'd only order water.
Now, I've heard of women bringing friends with them on a date, maybe one or two friends.
Really?
I've heard of it. I didn't say I agree with it, but I've heard of that. But 23 people and family members of that, I mean, you're really trying to make someone never come back, bringing all the family on a first date anyway.
Apparently, she was trying to test his generosity, and I think he aced that test.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's wrong. But anyway, well, it might get worse. It's not much easier for the couples out there. A woman went on Reddit to ask for advice after her boyfriend wouldn't stop scoring her meals. After she cooked dinner for him and her family, he gave out ratings for each dish, including a 6 out of 10 for one item and a 4.8 for another. He said it was constructive criticism. Do we agree it could be helpful, or is it just rude?
Did she ask for the criticism?
Or I don't just... think she's going on Reddit if she did. You know?
I kind of like it.
What if your husband was like, hey, this is like a 3 out of 10?
Like, okay, well, get your ass out of the house.
Exactly.
And exactly. Go find your own food tonight.
If he wants to rate her cooking, then she should be able to rate his performances in bed. And will he be mad if she gives him a 3.0? Just saying.
Yeah, but then any guy would be like, yeah, you're just mad about the dinner thing. <That's true>. All right, and it's normal to have expectations when you enter a new relationship, but this model took it to another level. Mariah Mills blew up TikTok when she listed out her criteria for dating. She said she needs 1, weekly allowance to show how much you appreciate her. 2, 12 dozen roses once a week. Wait, 12 dozen roses once a week?
Not
so
just
144 roses once a week?
We're really making you do math on this.
Jesus, mind-blowing sex. You must love dogs. And lastly, an engagement ring after 12 months.
This right. is amazing.
I talk about dating delusion all the time. And if you look up dating delusion, she is the poster child. Yeah. She will be single forever. How dare you expect a man to buy you 12 dozen roses a week and you have all this? What is she bringing to the table? I love to see these women who have these long lists. What are you bringing to the table? You're a model? Oh, bye.
I think I'm at like 3 out of 5 of the requirements.
Like, which one? Yeah, which one?
The 12 dozen roses, no way. That's a lot of money right. every week on something that's going to die immediately. The mind-blowing sex, it's going to be mind-blowing for me, so I'll count that. 2, I'm not going to do the engagement ring. I do like dogs. Okay. And I don't know what the 5th one was, but it doesn't
allowance,
matter.
Allowance. Will you do the allowance part?
What was the allowance?
Yeah, what was the
she
allowance?
Needs the allowance to show how much you appreciate her.
Yeah, she'll get the same allowance I got as a kid. Which is $5 a week and $10 if I do the laundry. Do you have any requirements for like your partner, like something that you've noticed in relationships? You're like, oh, I do need this. It doesn't have to be as wild as these ones.
I think when I was younger, my list was super long and just ignorant. As you get older, you experience life, you ask for things like good communication, honesty, loyalty, has this stuff together. Like, your list becomes more realistic. It's not about materialistic things.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Aaron, do you have any?
Don't be an actor. And that's it.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. I'll leave it at that.
That's all we have for tonight. Thanks again, Aaron and Monique. Our big Halloween special. It's tomorrow night, so set your DVRs right now. Bye-bye.
Bye!